This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of this show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love all-American stories. It doesn't get more all-American than Fordham, led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder values. His new baby's Fordham, over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. I suggest you go there and check them out. That's Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. So the big news, I'm going to get to the national news in a minute. It's always involving Ilhan Omar, right? But here in Las Vegas, where I base the show, my flagship station, 790, you know, look, I have so many Catholic friends. I grew up in an all-Catholic neighborhood. Almost everyone was Italian in the neighborhood I grew up with, and a few Irish. Everyone was Catholic except for me. I was the one Jew, the one token Jew. And so I love Catholic people. I love Italians. I love Irish. I have nothing against Catholicism. As a matter of fact, I was jealous. When I was a kid, I wanted to be Catholic. I was so angry. I was born Jewish. I wanted to go to church on Sundays with my Catholic friends and check out the stained glass windows and all the hot Italian girls. I love church. But I'm not necessarily a fan of the actual Catholic priests. And there's been some bad things over the years that I just am shocked that people have put up with. And now, you know, Vegas is not a big city. I mean, now it's 2 million, but at one point, and that's still not big compared to really big cities in this country, but at one point, just 20 years ago, we were 300,000 people. And the idea that the Las Vegas Diocese IDs 32 priests credibly accused of sexual abuse. They just released a list on Friday. Isn't that funny? The Catholic Church is so full of it. They released it on a Friday afternoon the same way that all the Obamas and Clintons, all the liberals release all the bad news about liberals on a Friday afternoon. Because they think it'll be forgotten by Monday, and they think no one pays attention on a Friday. So they take this opportunity, the Catholic how do you pronounce that, Chris? Diocese, the Catholic Diocese. Can't you say can it be the Catholic Church? The Catholic Diocese of Las Vegas released a list today, this afternoon, of 32 priests and one volunteer, so 33 people in all, credibly accused of sexual abuse who served in the Vegas Valley. Just in our little town, 32 plus a volunteer. And that comes a week after the Catholic Diocese of Reno named 12 credibly abused priests. Credibly abused. It's actually, that's what it reads in the paper. But it should say credibly accused. Credibly abused priests. 8 of whom, at some point, had served in the Vegas area. So add 8 to 32, and it's actually 40 priests and a volunteer in the Vegas area are credibly accused of sexual abuse. And this is a list released by the Catholic Church. It's amazing. I want to offer on behalf of this diocese a heartfelt apology and certainly our commitment to do the best we can to prevent this from ever happening again. Really? You think? You have a religion that's based on God, and you're filled with priests who are gay, whose goal in life is to have sex with little boys, and they did it to little boys who were their altar boys and their parishioners, who were probably scared to death to ever say no to a priest who's like a god standing there in the robes and the beads hanging around their neck and the big giant cross. That's God's representative. He wants to touch my pee-pee. I can't say no. It's disgusting. Filthy, disgusting. It's just absolutely amazing that the Catholic Church is still standing. It's amazing. People can get mad and burn it down. Because the reality is everybody's known about this for 50 years. What a joke. I was told jokes 50 years ago about priests and little boys. 50 years ago. That was, you know, New Yorkers have very bad senses of humor. Very vicious senses of humor. I heard wicked jokes 50 years ago about priests and little boys. So I think back and I go, well, let's see, 50 years ago, I was 7 years old. How did people know about priests and little boys 50 years ago and nobody did anything about it? If you're telling jokes about it, that means they knew about it. And nobody ever did anything about it. And it still goes on today, and nobody does anything about it. So are you walking into churches knowing? Do you ever leave your little children alone with a priest? If you do, you are like mentally ill. How disgusting. All right. Speaking of disgusting, it's the perfect segue to get to Ilhan Omar. She drags George W. Bush into controversy now. It wasn't enough that she made comments about 9/11 that were absurd. It was just somebody did something to someone. It wasn't Muslim terrorists. And it wasn't enough that now she had another huge controversy I just talked about throughout the first hour. She says, you know, the way people say Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah is just, oh, they say it's strong for effect, but they don't, it's funny how they don't see America that way. She's a sick person. Has she ever got in office, Hamas in office? Why not? She got in office. There were some white liberal, pathetic white liberals that voted for her. We're white. We got to vote for a Muslim. And then mostly it was her district is just filled with Somali refugees who think like her. And don't tell me she loves America. I've never heard anything so absurd in my life. Every day is a new stupid comment. Matter of fact, I like what Derek Hunter said. That's a new one. I'm using the funny guy and the wild guy, the outrageous guy. He said she has Jew Tourette's. She just can't speak without saying something bad about Jews. The Jews, they're rich. The Jews, they're bad. That's her. She's got Jew Tourette's. I like it. That's a good saying. She's a sick woman. Mental illness. And I'm sure she represents an awful lot of people in her district. And I'm sure an awful lot of them believe in Sharia law. Okay, is that a big guess? Okay, it's a big guess. Then call it a Wayne Root guess. Sure, it happens to be true, and that's why they elected her. And that's what's happened to America. And I'm sure most of them were brought into America by, guess who? Barack Obama. So now she has a new one with George Bush. She's comparing her comment about 9/11... where she said somebody did something to somebody. She compares that to George Bush after the attacks, when he said, instead of saying Muslims did it to us, he said, the people who did this, I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, the people who knocked those buildings down will hear from all of us soon. And she's comparing her remarks to his because he said, the people who did this, not the Muslims who did this. So she says, the people who knocked the buildings down, we'll hear from all of us soon, was Bush downplaying the terrorist attack? What if he was a Muslim, she tweeted. In other words, comparing her words to his and saying if he was a Muslim president, he said it that way, it was the same as she said it. There's nothing wrong with what she said. Wow. She's now comparing George W. Bush to her, a Jew hater. Last I checked, George W. Bush wasn't a Jew hater. And Chris Christie, who I don't always like his politics, I think he was too liberal of a Republican, and I think he left New Jersey kind of in shambles because he was too busy running for president and too busy blocking off bridges to get revenge against someone who went against him politically to ever actually cut taxes and cut regulations. But on the other hand, I always liked him in the Republican debates, and he always sounded a lot like a Republican I could support. He says Ilhan Omar is off a rocker, and AOC is a joke, meaning Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and that she should apologize for the 9/11 comments. Ocasio-Cortez is a joke who will be seen ultimately as an asterisk in history. Omar off a rocker. Speaking on the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox News Radio, Christie, who initially thought his wife was in the Twin Towers on the day of the attack, said, as somebody who had my wife two blocks away from the World Trade Center, my brother on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and a number of people in our local parish here who passed away, a murder occurred, multiple murders occurred, 2,900 murders occurred on that day by radical Islamic terrorists, and that's the way it should always be spoken about, to honor those victims, and this woman is completely, let's put a religion aside for the moment, as a public servant, she's off a rocker to be describing it that way, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to anyone in her congressional district who voted for her. A fellow Congress, fellow freshman Democrat Ocasio-Cortez, who leapt to Omar's defense, Christie dismissed her as nothing more than a flash in the pan. This is the problem with people like AOC. They like to talk a lot, but they don't want to be held responsible for anything they say. And the fact is that to diminish the attacks of 9/11, the greatest attack ever perpetrated on this country, on our soil, from a terrorist organization, is to demean the lives that were lost that day, both among those who were in those buildings and on those planes and those who lost their lives trying to save them. I would add, Chris Christie, the people most hurt were the children. You know, the survivors, the children of all the people who died that day. You know, I mean, I have four kids. I can't even imagine if I had died in 2001, they would have lived these past 18 years without me. They'd never have their daddy for 18 long years and forevermore. But for the last 18 years, if they were little kids, now they'd be like 23, 24, 25. They'd grow up their whole lives without a father, with a hole in their lives, with a hole in their hearts. It's just sad. New York Post had a great cover. Representative Ilhan Omar had said, 9-11 was, quote, some people did something. Here's your something. And it shows the two World Trade Center buildings exploding in flames. And then it says 2,977 people died by terrorism. Good job by the New York Post. I've always liked the New York Post. Bad, bad person, Ilhan Omar.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, always sucking on my colloidal silver lozenges from My Doctor Suggests. They are the greatest. They just sent me a giant box of all their products, their colloidal silver lozenges, their colloidal silver mouthwash, their colloidal silver liquid that you swallow each day, twice a day, morning and night, and their colloidal silver, what was the other thing, skin lotion that you put on anytime you have something that is bothering you, put it on, it's like a miracle supposedly. Well, great, I'm going to try all of it, great stuff. Love these guys because I know their colloidal silver lozenges saved my voice. I had a big problem, you know, I'm a talk show, and I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, and I have to protect my voice. And it is Friday, by the way. I'm even a little scratchy and hoarse today, but I need the weekend to heal. And I will heal, and Monday I will be perfect again, thanks to My Doctor Suggests. My throat is now a workhorse. All natural colloidal silver lozenges from My Doctor Suggests. I pop them all day long. I pop them all show long. And silver has been historically used to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. You suck on a lozenge, and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. And now they have a more advanced silver formula available in a liquid, a gel, or a lozenge. They sent them all to me, including mouthwash. And you can get all three in one package. You get 20% off because War sent you. Go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio. Save 20% off. Or call 866-666-9868, toll free number 660-9868 or mydoctorsuggests.com/root and say USA Radio and boom, 20% off. Nice letter from one of my listeners. I get hundreds a day. I pick a few out and I always read a nice one on the air. Smokey Ann says, we just found you and your show. Love you and love your show. Keep it up. And this just in, prosecutors found no evidence of human trafficking in the Robert Kraft case. So here it is. Once again, the media made the biggest deal in the world over a guy who's friends with Trump, that likes Trump, that's obviously a conservative Trump guy, who owns the New England Patriots, who was minding his own business, walking into a massage parlor, he wanted to get a happy ending. Is that the biggest news story in America? None of your damn business. He's an old guy, and he wanted a happy ending. You know what? God bless him. None of your damn business. They made it like it was a human trafficking case. He walked into a massage parlor. He doesn't know human trafficking from human schmafficking. And there was no human trafficking. The whole thing is a made-up joke. I mean, just the media is a joke. If he wasn't a Trump fan, they would have never, ever, ever said a word. Not a word. And just saw this one, too. Pelosi says Trump's sanctuary city proposal is unworthy of the presidency of the United States. Everything Wayne Root ever says is unworthy of the president. It always winds up in Trump's mouth, and then they say it's unworthy of being president. Really? So it's okay that you leave the borders open and flood the nation with an invasion of illegals, and all these people who don't speak English and don't assimilate, you want to stick them in our schools, stick them in our neighborhoods, and ruin our cities and create sanctuary cities filled with illegals who vote only Democrat. And that's worthy of the president. That's worthy of Obama. That's worthy of Congress. Worthy of you as the Speaker of the House. But to answer back and say, let's ship them all to you, that's unworthy. Really? Really? What a joke. What an absolute travesty. And I mentioned earlier in the show that Trump just put the lawsuit against Obamacare on speed dial. It looks like it could reach the Supreme Court by early next year and be decided well before the 2020 elections, according to CNN. The Trump administration successfully got a judge to agree to expedite the case through the legal system, and CNN Politics says the Supreme Court may get to decide the fate of Obamacare before the 2020 election. Federal appeals court on Wednesday granted Trump administration's request to expedite oral arguments in a case challenging the legality of the Affordable Care Act. The new time frame, with arguments in early July, means the fate of Obamacare could come before the Supreme Court next term, with an opinion rendered by June of 2020 in the heart of the presidential campaign. And I love it. I love it. You know, the average Republican is a coward. And the cowardly thing to say and do is, you got a big advantage, President Trump. You're going to win re-election. Why do something like this? You're going to ruin it all. Because the media will hysterically say you've thrown 20 people off of health care. Well, first of all, 20 million people. First of all, those 20 million either don't vote at all or almost all vote Democrat. Probably like 15 million vote Democrat and 5 million don't vote at all. You haven't lost one vote. Second of all, for 20 million you're screwed, you helped 80, 90, 100 million middle class people who were screwed by Obama and the media didn't care. And third of all, it's the right thing to do. It's what politics is about. You're supposed to help the people and do the right thing. You're not supposed to worry about your re-election or how it's going to look for re-election or how it's going to look in the media. So Trump's a politician that does the right thing, and they rip him for it and say, oh, my God, he's out of his mind. And he's going to ruin it for 20 million people. He's going to ruin it for the Republican Party. He's doing the right thing. When we get back, I have so much more to talk about, including an attorney who requests White House security clearance of Obama's advisors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
David and Louise Turpin have been sentenced to 25 years in prison for abusing their 13 children. Janet LaTourette is an attorney for the children. She reads a statement from one of them.
I feel like 25 years is too long. I believe with all my heart that our parents tried their best to raise all 13 of us.
The couple pleaded guilty to 14 felony counts of torture, false imprisonment, and other charges. The children were abused between 2010 and 2018. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to join the crowded Democratic race for president in 2020. A Philadelphia newspaper says Biden is planning to announce his candidacy next week. He enters this year's race with a lot of name recognition, but it's yet to be shown if he can raise money in the digital age and President Trump enjoying his three-day weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Can speak
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Ron Corey is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's the author of the new book, Tenacity. Great friend of war, as almost everybody is who advertises on the show. All great buddies of mine who understand the power of war. This show is just knocking them dead on radio and TV, and all the advertisers do very well on this show, and they all are just great people who've known me for 10, 15, 20 years. Ron Khoury is one of those friends of war. He's living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey, Vegas Tough Guy, and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. The name of the book is Tenacity, and it's how he beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn his book into a movie, a screenplay. And the story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco fame is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, an e-book or a Kindle, or, of course, the audiobook read by Michael Madsen, Tenacity. Visit Amazon or Ron's website, ronkhouryauthor.com. Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y, ronkhouryauthor.com, Tenacity at Amazon. Thank you, Ron. We just set up a dinner tonight. We're heading to dinner. The boys are loose on the town. Ron Khoury, Randy Sutton, and Wayne Allen Root. That is a wild day. Ron is so cool that he pulls up at our dinners in the most beautiful white-on-white Rolls Royce you've ever seen, and he bought it from Floyd Mayweather. It was Floyd Mayweather's Rolls Royce, and I guess he drives it for a few months and says, I'm sick of it. I'm buying 12 new cars, and Ron bought his Rolls, and he pulls up in that Rolls. He is a cool dude, man. All right, we got our guest here, Mark Maxwell, president and co-founder of R.W. Arms, the largest bump stock supplier in the nation, who is now suing the United States government. R.W. Arms is a small, 100% veteran-owned and operated company. Mark Maxwell's a veteran, and he did protection for the Clintons on Marine One while in service. Hello, Mark Maxwell. How are you?
I'm doing good, Wayne. How are you doing today?
I think I'm supposed to say ooh-rah when I speak to you. Is that kind of...
Well, I would appreciate that. Ooh-rah.
I'm really sorry you took care of the Clintons, but I'm not going to get into that now. So that was a waste of your time.
we respect the office.
Yes, we respect the office. I agree.
The privilege of holding that position, it really was spectacular.
And by the way, I don't really, you know, in case right-wing watch is watching, they like to listen to every word I say and then put it out there. I don't want any harm to ever come of any liberal, including the Clintons, ever. I don't want them to ever be hurt. I don't want anyone to touch a toe, a finger, or a hair on their head. I just want to put Hillary in jail for the last 100 years. That's all. All right, so Mark's with us, president and co-founder of R.W. Arms, the largest bump stock supplier in the nation. You know I'm in Vegas. We just had that terrible Vegas massacre. Everybody blames it on the bump stock. You know what I always say? It's never the gun. It's not the bump stock. It's not the gun sight. It's the person. The person's a bad person. 99% of everyone who uses that same gun or that bump stock is a nice, wonderful, law-abiding American citizen that will use it in a positive way to save someone's life or protect their family. What right has anybody got or any government got to try and ban anything because one person does something bad with it? I assume that's pretty much your argument.
Oh, of course it is. Obviously, we can talk about it. This is the first go because this is the low-hanging fruit. We are a small, veteran-owned company. We controlled 100% of distribution and sales for bump stocks for almost a year now. We did purchase all the remaining inventory, and it's clearly Second Amendment overreach, in our opinion, and you know, I think the law is on our side on that.
Yeah, look, it's a total overreach. You have to, because one guy does something bad, you have no right to ban it for everybody else. Tell people out there, what does a bump stock really do, and why does somebody want to have one?
So bump stock is really just another way to get the trigger to reset while you're holding onto on the semi-automatic rifle with both hands. So two pieces of plastic is all that makes up a bump stock. They slide together, and as you are holding the weapon firmly, you pull the rifle forward and your trigger hits your finger while it's on a finger rest. Now, your finger remains stationary. The gun recoils, and you're pulling it back forward. That's all bump firing is. Now, bump stock just gives you the safest way to bump fire because it requires both hands to be firmly on the firearm.
Now, you're seeking, your company again is RW Arms, and you're seeking monetary damages for the 72,400 bump stocks destroyed by the bump stock ban that went into effect March 26th. It cost you a $20 million loss. What do you do now with your company? Is that the only thing you make, or you make other products too?
No, we went back and looked at numbers when all this was coming down in the final days. And bump stocks and the bump stock accessories that go with them only for those products accounted for about 40% of our total business. And while, yes, this was a loss that exceeded $20 million, it is not putting us out of business. We are still selling everything from high-capacity magazines to triggers and binary triggers. But we're also expanding our product lines.
And so, you know, here's the thing I don't get as a capitalist and a free market guy. Of course I'm against government banning anything. Government has no right to ban a private industry choice or a private person's choice. If they want to buy it, they have a right to buy it. If they do something wrong with it, throw them in jail. But if they are going to do it, Mark Maxwell, if they are, I don't agree they should, and I agree you should sue them, but if government does it, don't they have a responsibility to pay you for all the bump stocks that they've ruined, that they're burning, that they're taking away from people? You think even if they did do it, and I disagree they should do it, you disagree they should do it, I get it, but if they do it, doesn't government have a responsibility to pay for it? How can they take something for free?
Well, why don't we separate out the Second Amendment argument? That's going to be held by Gun Owners of America and Firearms Policy Coalition and the others that are fighting for that. That's an injunctive lawsuit. Talk about ours, which is simply a Fifth Amendment takings case. It doesn't matter if it's bump stocks in this case or anything to do with the Second Amendment. It could be any personal property that was completely legal at time of ownership, manufacturing, and purchase. And with a simple rule change, not legislation, they deemed it illegal to own, and we were forced to destroy 73,400 bump stocks in one day.
Amazing. And this is not just a loss to you. It's a loss to every person who owns a bump stock, right? In other words, you're supposed to voluntarily hand over your bump stock. So each person in America, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people own bump stocks, but I'm sure it's a lot, all are supposed to hand it over or be subject to a penalty of up to 10 years in federal prison and $250,000 in fines. And I assume they hand it back with no compensation, just like you got no compensation.
Well, Wayne, that's a very interesting point. We are looking at what we can do for all of our customers and our clients. The funny thing in this is the DOJ, on their initial reports, grossly underestimated how many bump stocks were in the market. We know the number is actually closer to 1 million and as high as 1.2 million bump stocks in the market. There's been no compensation other than Washington at a very small level, about $150,000 was authorized in Washington, and now you're right. DOJ's own report in conjunction with the ATF has required everyone who possesses or owns a bump stock to either destroy it or to turn it into an ATF office. The numbers that have been turned in are unsurprisingly low.
And you must be surprised, as I am, that Trump ever fell for this, because Trump is so pro-gun and so conservative and pro-military and pro-police, and it makes no sense he'd ever go along with the liberals and do something like this. He must have been under tremendous pressure because of the Vegas massacre to do something, so he figured, I won't do anything to guns, but I'll get rid of the bump stocks. Who cares? That's probably the thought process, right?
Well, correct. I think we can all agree that we were the low-hanging fruit. We were the easy one. Which one's next? Is it large capacity magazines? Is it binary triggers? Is it optics? Is it no one needs a scope that can sight in more than five power? We're going to see some interesting things, but even more than that, the NRA actually proposed quite a bit of this in conjunction with the White House and the Department of Justice.
Because they were looking to save the meat of their industry, I assume. Just guns in general pays them hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and you guys are tiny compared to them. So they killed basically the low-lying fruit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen here? Wait, first of all, do you have any idea when this is going to come to trial?
Well, we do. So the judge, as I was getting on the phone with you, we were supposed to have an answer to our complaint in by yesterday at midnight. They weren't ready for their answer. They needed they were allowed 14 more days. I just got that news as of 10 minutes ago. And so the government now has 14 more days to put together their answer to our complaint. So that side and the takings case is very different than the injunctive lawsuit. And we are keeping very close eye on the Gun Owners of America case in Michigan. That one looks very healthy to be able to get an injunction in place. The other would be the Firearms Policy Coalition, which has already been heard twice within the chambers of the Supreme Court, and it's about to be in front of the Supreme Court.
All right, well, I'm a big, I'm a member of NRA, I'm a member of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, I'm a Jew, and I love the Second Amendment, and I love guns, and I love Trump, and I'm on your team, Mark Maxwell. I wish you a lot of luck. I hope to hear good news in the lawsuit. You deserve to win. I'm not going to comment on whether bump stocks are good or bad. It's none of the government's business whether they're good or bad. Individuals have a right to choose to use them, and I'm on your team, so go get them, man.
Thank you very much, Wayne, for having me on.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll be right back. More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now! Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, war is in the house. Wayne Manor, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And by the way, I really do live in Las Vegas now. I used to always say Las Vegas, but in reality, I lived in Henderson, which is a beautiful suburb of Vegas, but I just moved to Summerlin, which is officially Las Vegas. My zip code is Vegas, 89134. Las Vegas, baby. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. You can join them at any time. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty at any time, 365 days a year. I did. Thank God I did. You know, since I started telling this story about how I had three doctor visits last December, and all three were free because they were considered wellness visits, and then I got kidney stones, and I had to have surgery for the first time in my life, and be in a hospital operating room for the first time in my life, other than when I had my tonsils out when I was, you know, 6 years old or seven. I don't even remember that. But really, the first, for all intents and purposes, the first time in my life in a hospital with surgery, with anesthesia, and Liberty took care of everything. And since I've said that, I get like 20, 30 emails a week asking about Liberty HealthShare. What was the name of that company? What was the phone number? How do I get in touch with them? So the number is 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. But I'm going to make it easier for everybody now. Because I know that 90% of all people that listen to the radio are doing it in their cars. So when you're driving, it's hard to remember any of these numbers. And then you get home and you say, how do I ever contact these people? Well, first of all, you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's easy, right? My name at Gmail. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Any one of my sponsors, if you can't remember their name but you want to join them, tell me what you heard and what your problem is, what you need them for, and I will be the one who deciphers who you need. And I'll say, oh, yeah, that's health insurance. That's Liberty. Oh, that's getting your body in shape. That's Synergenics. Oh, gold, silver, that's tangible. So just contact me, Wayne Root. And the other thing is my website, RootForAmerica.com. We've now added a new feature as of this week with all the sponsors on both my local Vegas show and my national radio show and my national TV show. Every single one of them are listed under sponsors at my website, RootForAmerica.com. Their phone number, their website, their contact information. So now it's easy. Now every ad you hear, just go to RootForAmerica.com or email WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll let you know how to contact them. But Liberty is 855-58-LIBERTY. More good news. An attorney representing a White House civil servant being scrutinized by the House Oversight Committee. So I'm guessing that might actually be Jared, right? Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, wants the security clearance applications of senior White House staff, including Valerie Jarrett, Jay Carney, and Ben Rhodes. You know what this means, right? I'm just guessing that this might be Jared, and I'm guessing that they never got security clearance. This whole thing is bull spit. It's all garbage. Everything that Obama did was okay, and everything that Trump did wasn't. Obama separated women and children at the border, and nobody cared. Trump doesn't. He's Hitler. It's ethnic cleansing. Trump doesn't get security clearance for people, and they say, oh, my God, they're walking in and out of the White House, and they have no security clearance. I'll bet you Obama never had security clearance for Valerie Jarrett in 8 years. That horrible woman, Valerie Jarrett, born in Iran. How do you know she was a spy for another country? But nobody ever suggested that. But Democrats suggest that Trump himself is a spy for Russia. Can you imagine how absurd that charge is? But it's not absurd to think Valerie Jarrett might have been a spy for Iran or the Muslim Brotherhood. That's her whole background, for God's sakes. And Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes, a fellow Jew like me whose entire goal in life seems to be destroying Israel. For 8 years he tried to destroy Israel. He's a liar. He's a dirty tricks liar who tried to ruin Israel and ruin healthcare in this country and lied, specialized in it, and bragged about it. As the PR guy for the Obama administration, the point man whose job was to go in front of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and lie through his teeth about Obamacare, and lie about the UN vote against Israel, and lie about the Iran deal. Creep. I'll bet he had no security clearance. You know why? Probably he's a pot smoker. Probably got arrested earlier in his life for pot smoking. I just wonder. The White House security application of Al Sharpton was also requested. I wonder why. You really believe in your heart Al Sharpton has the right to walk in and out of the White House with security clearance? He walked in and out 75 times, if I remember correctly. So that's great. Let's see how. Let's stack our security clearances against your security clearances. Here it is. I didn't know any of this. I'm just guessing. According to Jordan Rhodes, Jordan Meadows, meaning Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, both conservative congressmen, Ben Rhodes, a former senior national security and foreign policy advisor for the Obama administration, received a high-level security clearance despite a questionable background investigation that may have led the FBI to deny him an interim clearance. So he was the senior national security foreign policy advisor. You want to bet he was some drug addict or drug dealer in college? This is the guy who sold the Iran deal to the American people. Piece of garbage. You know he was a bad guy. And let me tell you something. If you don't think Valerie Jarrett was a bad person, Valerie Jarrett, I guarantee you, was treasonous to the United States of America and the things she believed in. Open borders. Let all the illegals in. Flood the country. Cloward Piven. Destroy Wayne Root. Sick the IRS on enemies of the president. These are all criminals, and they got national security clearance. What a joke. But if Trump does it for his son-in-law or his daughter, he's the worst guy who ever lived. He's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's KKK. He wears a white hood. So ridiculous. Democrats are such...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Girl.